Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When the devil trying to use to take you out, God's trying to bring somebody in through it. It'll sanctify the unbeliever. You stay true to it. Covered with the blood. When you're covered with the blood, you can appropriate all the benefits that were purchased for you at the cross. Let me give you a list. Number one is protection. We're not arrogant, but we can be bold. Amen. 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 We're not prideful, but we can be strong. Amen. 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 We make our boast in the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're not afraid. We're confident. Amen. God confident. Number two, you have access. Access to the Father through one Spirit. Amen. Do you understand? You have access. Amen. You ain't got to go through a high priest. Amen. You don't have to go through someone else. You as a child of God, you have access. Amen. You can come to the throne of God with boldness. You ain't got to go up there begging God for anything. He says, no, come as you are, my child. My ear is open to your cry. Because of the blood, you have access. You can call on God anytime. Amen. You can call on God all the time. He's not weary. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. Access. You have forgiveness. Some of us really need our conscience purged. Tell somebody besides you, you've been forgiven. Even though somebody else may not have forgiven you, God has forgiven you. Amen. Sometimes people hold grudges against you, try to keep you in a certain place, but God has forgiven you. Somebody shout, I'm forgiven. The blood, because of the blood, you have forgiveness. Then you have grace. Unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor, enabling through the blood. Next, we have redemption. God is in the process and in the business of redeeming your life. Everything pertaining to your life, God will redeem it. Amen. Everything the enemy stole. Amen. Everything you've lost. I'm talking about under the blood. You stay under the blood, God will redeem it. Time you lost. Identity you lost. Health you lost. Amen. God will redeem that. It's all under the blood. Amen. Reconciliation. God will reconcile. Then there's cleansing. Then there's sanctification. Then there's God's presence. And finally, there's triumph or victory. Amen. We always win. Yes. Amen. Amen. I said we always win. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. That don't mean we don't have battles. That don't mean we don't have things to overcome. But thanks be unto God who always, whom always, somebody say always, every time, always causes us to triumph. We cannot be defeated and we will not quit. We are the church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Get it in your mind. Renew your mind to it. Doesn't matter what you're going through right now. You will overcome. You will come out. You will come out as pure gold. You will break through. It will turn around. You will come out. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm coming out. Amen. I'm coming out. Not one devil can resist you. Not one enemy can stand before you when you understand you are covered in the blood. Amen. Somebody shout, covered. Somebody want to start something? Just look up and say, I'm covered. You don't want to mess with me. I'm covered. I got folk that'll fight for me. Amen. I got folk you don't want to fight. Come on, I said, God will fight your battles. Angels will fight your battles. You just stay under the blood. You're a sheep among wolves, but the shepherd's watching over you. Amen. Stop being afraid. You're under the blood. Stop being worried. You're under the blood. It might look bad, but you're under the blood. Hey. Hallelujah. What have you to fear? You are under the blood. In the dark, you are under the blood. In tight situations, you are under the blood. When you're being threatened, you are under the blood. When the devil's hounding your tracks, you are under the blood. When the enemy rears up against you, you are under the blood. I said, you are under the blood. Jesus did it already. He defeated the enemy already. Hey! Hallelujah! Somebody shout, the blood! The blood! The blood! The blood! The blood of Jesus! Whether you know it or not, the blood is still talking. The blood ain't lost no power. When the enemy sees the blood, he passes over. He ain't got no dealings with the blood. Amen. God supplies and we apply. I said, God supplies it and we apply it. We apply it through prayer. We apply it through declaration. We apply it through testimony. We apply it through words. Tell somebody, apply the blood. The word says it, and the blood does it. Now, in Exodus chapter 12, 24, the ordinance of Passover was forever, and Israel was to keep it forever. Amen. Exodus 12, verse 24. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Forever. Somebody say forever. Forever. Now, Psalm 51, let's dig a little deeper. Psalm 51, verse 7. If you take leprosy or a leper, it's a connotation or is symbolic of sin. Leprosy. Psalm 51, verse 7. Oop, wrong screen. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Okay, we're talking about cleansing here. Cleansing from sin. Purge me with hyssop. I shall be clean. Wash me. I shall be whiter than snow. Now, let's take a look at the cleansing of a leper, or what's symbolic of the cleansing from sin. In Leviticus chapter 14 and verse 14, what would have to happen is a priest would have to apply the blood to a cleansed leper. You see, once we give our life to God, and not just to church service, once we give our life, now the blood is applied. See, once a person is saved, the blood is applied. When a leper got clean, it says, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. So there was the blood to be applied to the leper who had gotten cleansed. In other words, a sinner that gets saved, the blood is applied. The blood is applied to the right earlobe, to the right thumb, and the right big toe. Very symbolic, all right? The priest would apply the blood to the cleansed leper. Anyone not saved is not under the blood. Even though, because of your salvation, like Rahab, her drunk uncle. Amen. Long as he came under the roof, would be protected. In other words, there's a grace that'll extend to him because of you. Lot with his carnal self, living in Sodom, but because of Abraham, God came and negotiated and said, I'm going to destroy the place, but because of you, Abraham, I'm going to grab Lot. We're going to take Lot and his family out if they'll come. Because of you, Abraham. Amen. So people that are far off because of your walk, because of the blood that will sanctify, because of your faith in God, God says, I'm going to have mercy on that person. Oh, y'all ain't here. They may be running from God. Jacob was running from God, but because of his grandfather Abraham, who opened up the heavens, Jacob was running from Laban, running from Esau, running from God. But all because Abraham stood, opened the heaven, God said, I'm gonna arrest Jacob. Stumbled on Bethel, went to sleep and had a dream. Said, this is none other than the gate of heaven, the house of heaven, and I knew it not. But from that point forward, his life changed. Turned around for God. Amen? Do you believe that tonight? Don't stop praying for those lost or those that seem to be lost. Amen. They're going to find their way back. I said, they're going to find their way back. Amen. You keep praying. Amen. You have access. Mercy will flow because you have access. Lord, if there's 10 righteous, would you spare the city? Abraham, for 10 I would spare the city. The priest applied the blood, the right ear. The right ear is symbolic. You may want to write it down. The right ear is symbolic. It shields us from the voice of the enemy. The blood, I decree that tonight, some that are tormented, that's why your conscience has to be purged. Shut down the portals, the inroads. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. The right ear shields us from the voice of the enemy.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect, that which concerns us.